Many modern minutes are taken in a table format, like a spreadsheet. That's by far the most effective way of taking minutes. You mentioned taping earlier. Taping is an absolute disaster for everyone.
But surely you get all the detail when you tape, David.
Yes.
And all of the decisions and
exactly.
All
Exactly. So I'll give you all the rundown. Problem one with taping a meeting. If you walk into a meeting that is being taped, do you think the average person, knowing the meeting is being taped, says what they really think, or do you think they say what they think they should say?
Yes, well, there could be some temptation there.
They say what they think they should say. Therefore, what do you think happens to the quality of the decisions if everyone around the table is only saying what they think they should say?
Sure.
The quality of the decisions tends to go down. Added to which, many people now want to be recorded because they were at the meeting, and so they will say more than they otherwise would.
Mm.
That's problem one with taping a meeting. Problem two, if a meeting is taped, then the people at the meeting expect to get a very comprehensive set of minutes, meaning a verbatim set. That's problem two. That's unrealistic, by the way, for them to expect that, but they do. Problem three is a fascinating one. When meetings are taped, certain people, usually the difficult people, want what they said recorded word for word. But when they read it, and they will look for what they said, it never reads like they thought they said it. And I've literally witnessed a discussion, I've witnessed it several times, where a person has said, I didn't say that. The minute taker has said, I took it straight from the tape. And the person has actually said, well, the tape recorder got it wrong. Because I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I would not have said that.
That's right, yeah.
Because the written word is different to the spoken word in people's perception. So all that situation creates is conflict between the minute taker and those people, even though the minute taker has faithfully written what was there. We're getting worse, however. The next problem with taping, our research shows that a minute taker transcribing a tape will actually spend four times as long doing the minutes as a good minute taker who takes the minutes directly during the meeting, because they go backwards, forwards, typing the transcript. So the use of time is not effective, nor is it efficient. There's another one. If you're in a government organisation or any organisation that is subject to freedom of information, then those tapes can never be erased. Law has determined that they are a record,
yep,
and they cannot be erased. And that means that the tapes need to be catalogued, archived, stored, and everything that goes with
it. What a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Mm.